This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So Joe Biden says he doesn't really care if he's going to face Nikki Haley or Donald Trump. And, you know, he's also asked about Gavin Newsom, whether or not Gavin Newsom sort of now, you know, waiting in the wings, basically. Folks, I got to tell you, you know, that's Gavin Newsom is not a great choice for them. He probably would be the choice for them, but not a great choice because everything that's going wrong in California, Gavin Newsom would again try to explain away and try to make you think that, no, it's all fine. But it's not all fine. In fact, California's own deficit may be ballooning up to some, $15 billion. Revenue is also down, of course, because you got the tax base changing. You got people leaving the state. You got businesses evacuating. All kinds of things are happening there. So I don't know. I just don't think Gavin Newsom's a great standard bearer. Now, I know that they would probably put him in the place there because he's telegenic and all this kind of stuff. But I'll tell you this, what Gavin Newsom ran into with Ron DeSantis in that debate with Sean Hannity, I think really began to tell the tale, my friends, of what a Gavin Newsom run at the White House might look like. Because you put California under such a microscope, and I don't think they'd want that. They try to explain it away, but it would be difficult. Folks, welcome to the program. Hour number four is officially underway. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, we sure appreciate that. You can find out more about the program there as well. Also, welcome to everybody on AM860. The Answer, of course, listening this morning, everybody on AM 930 and everybody along the GCN network. GCN working very hard for the show. We sure appreciate that. You can check them out at GCNlive.com. You can pick up the live streams there for the program as well anytime. And we're just glad to be here with you because it is Wednesday. It means we're midway through the week of this great week of broadcasting, and we're well on our way. To Friday and, of course, for the weekend show. And once again, folks, we have a lot to tell you about on the program this morning. Hour number one, I did bring up, and I just want to mention it again because we have a lot of new people listening and joining us here. Of course, if you're just waking up and getting started for the day, we got you covered, and we have this to tell you about as well, and that is the Attorney General in New York State, Letitia James, of course, who gave her rousing speech the other day, her dramatic, cinematic speech that absolutely was designed, I think, as the Oscar moment, right? The Oscar moment of we finally got Donald Trump. We finally got him. He's the art of the steal now, not the art of the deal. And no one's above the law. Don't you get tired of hearing that? Because, you know, that's not really true, is it? At least from the far left perspective. Because it seems to me that Joe Biden seems to be pretty far above the law. Many others says, how about Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton seems to be above the law. So no one's above the law unless... and dot, dot, dot after that, right? But New York Attorney General Letitia James, this from Newsmax, says she is prepared to seize Donald Trump's assets, including 40 Wall Street, if he does not have the cash to cover the $355 million judgment against him in the civil fraud case that ended last week. We were talking with Denise Simon a little while ago, and she said it looks like one of his lawyers has seemed to intimate that he would have the cash. But obviously, in order to get that, It would seem that one of the options would be, of course, to start selling properties. But in this day and age right now, with the way commercial real estate is going, with the real possibility of some major issues happening as we move into the middle of the year. And again, this may be another reason why we might see a rate cut. If nothing, then to it bolsters Joe Biden and his campaign, obviously. But we're watching what could be a real serious reset of the commercial real estate loans that could really be a huge problem, my friends, in terms of people defaulting, investors losing properties and this kind of thing. So Donald Trump could try to sell some of these properties, but is anyone going to buy them at what would be the rate that you would want it to be at, given the idea that there's a lot of uncertainty as we move into the middle part of the year? So that being said, Letitia James would love, I'm sure, to go seize Donald Trump's properties from him, because obviously that would be sort of a gotcha last kind of maneuver. So she tells ABC News, if he does not have the funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek judgment enforcement mechanisms in court. You see, it all sounds very official, doesn't it? And we will ask the judge to seize his assets. Well, I'm here to tell you that this $355 million judgment or fine that was imposed almost universally, I think by anybody who would look at this at all with clear eyes, knows that this does not, I mean, this is just cartoonishly absurd, basically. This is so far over the top. And I think designed in a very specific way, designed such that the defendant cannot actually meet the standard to be able to appeal. I'm just throwing that out there. You know, he may be able to cobble it together. I think that he probably will. But even if you're Donald Trump, this is a very, very high jump to make, right? So on its face, if they imposed a $100 million fine, maybe that you couldn't really make that argument. Well, Donald Trump could probably come up with $100 million. But $355 million seems to beg the question, my friends, that this is on purpose to make sure that you can't get it to appeal unless the heavens open up. But they seem to do that a lot for Donald Trump. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. The Wednesday edition continues on. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wednesday edition continues on, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And according to the New York Post, a girls' high school basketball team forfeited a recent game after three players were injured, including one who was allegedly hurt during a play involving a six-foot male player on the other team who identifies as female. The Collegiate Charter School of Lowell, Massachusetts, forfeited its February 8th game against the KIPP, K-I-P-P Academy at halftime, with Coach Kevin Ortens deciding to end the game as his roster was getting depleted 4 days before a playoff game, the school said. The KIPP Academy girls team has a male player with facial hair on its rosters who identifies as female, and local Massachusetts outlet The Daily Item said KIPP officials refused to confirm the player's gender identification. All right? So, and I think you might have seen some video of this. I saw some video of this earlier. And this is quite disturbing, of course, if you get players that are getting injured because somebody else is on the other team that is a male player identifying as female. And, you know, so obviously I think that the coach, what else could the coach do? You can't keep sending your female players out there in that kind of circumstance, it would seem, as people are getting hurt. But it would seem to me, and again, I'm not really trying to be flip or funny here, but it seemed to me that the criticism is not going to be about having this player who identifies as female hurting the girls on the team, the other team, but it's going to be the by forfeiting the game, you denied that player the chance to play in the chosen sport that they want. You know, this, I mean, I'm just saying that to show, I think, just how absurd and how turned around everything really does seem to be. And so I hope the girls on the other team are doing well. I hope that their injuries aren't terrible and that they're able to recover very quickly and obviously go and continue with their upcoming playoffs or tournament or what have you. That's just another bizarre thing from the Twilight Zone, my friends, it looks like. But at any rate, folks, of course, we're looking forward to what Joe Biden might do in terms of staying on the ticket, maybe not being on the ticket. Whether or not, as I was mentioning in the intro earlier, is that going to be Gavin Newsom? Well, for Gavin Newsom, you know, they in California, the deficit has gone up, as I mentioned, by $15 billion, and revenue is dropping at the same time. So I don't know. Maybe just bring it on. If Gavin Newsom really would be the standard bearer, well, maybe we'll find out about that. Also, folks, this is pretty interesting. There's an opinion piece in the New York Post this morning. Biden's new border plan shows, quote, "I can't do anything," unquote, was always a lie. So get this. This is from Mark Kikorian, an opinion piece at New York Post. He points out that in the State of the Union address, according to Axios, a source close to Biden reveals basically that President Biden is considering a, quote, bold move of, get this, folks, issuing a, quote, executive order that would dramatically staunch the record flow of migrants to the Southwest. Really? I thought Biden couldn't do anything more that, you know, was what was Biden, you know, what, was he telling us a lie? Was he telling us a lie at that time? Well, we're pretty sure that that was. And now whether or not this comes out in the State of the Union remains to be seen. But isn't it interesting that he would be doing the same kind of thing, at least conceptually, because we don't know exactly what the executive order would say. We don't know if it would be putting Remain in Mexico back in place or something else. But even Speaker Johnson just recently said, look, I mean, if the president just put Remain in Mexico back in place, that would be a huge help. And again, as I mentioned earlier in the program, and I want to re-mention it again because, again, we pick up a lot of new listeners in this hour, and that is, don't be deceived by Joe Biden or the Biden administration or the Biden campaign when they are telling you, hey, we are going to fix this. We are going to take these actions because we know now that there is a crisis and we're going to help stop it. If it wasn't for these, you know, these Republicans, and they won't pass the bipartisan bill and they won't do this and such, they leave me no choice, my fellow Americans. I'm going to do this executive order because I have to. I didn't think I could, but now, well, I must. And so, therefore, vote for me again. Vote for us again. Put, you know, we're going to continue with this. Don't be deceived about that. That is standard issue, part and parcel of Democrat Party elite shenanigans prior to an election to start doing or saying certain things that they think will tweak enough voters to say, okay, well, you know, maybe, you know, the Democrats are really kind of doing a good job. I'm just going to stick with them. Just don't be deceived. If you feel like being deceived, don't. If you feel like it, then if you think that you are, well, turn on this show. Turn on this station. And we will continue to point it out and set it right. Well, also, folks, I want to tell you something here real quick. We're going to be telling you about this as we move forward here over the next several days, I'm sure, and until such time as we don't need to anymore. But that is a very, very important thing is brewing in the Florida legislature. Now, our friend Bill Bunkley, of course, on AM 570, the Faith Talk station, he is putting out a very, very important commentary, and he's saying that the Florida legislature is putting him at risk, and by him, hosts and so forth, by extension, putting at risk the continuing on the air in Florida. Two very harmful Republican-sponsored bills, he writes, would stifle my free speech protections. HB 575 by Representative Andrade and SB 1780 by Senator Brodeur, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Both open me up personally to baseless, harassing lawsuits by those opposed to my Christian and conservative worldview, he writes. Today, a U.S. Supreme Court case in 1964, New York Times versus Sullivan, protects me and Salem Radio from unfounded defamation lawsuits. If those protections are lost, I cannot afford to pay the huge cost of defending myself against baseless lawsuits. So if you're hearing me on this station, he writes, please stand with me in opposing HB 575 and SB 1780 by calling or emailing your local state senator and House member today. Ask them to vote no on these harmful free speech bills. And again, that's from Bill Bunkley, and we appreciate him so very, very much. Again, those bills are HB 575 in SB 1780. And I just want to voice my support along there with Bill Bill Bunkley and his request here because this they have tried to do something like this before. And what that would do, of course, it would just put a huge squelch on the ability to broadcast and give opinions, analysis, enunciate your own, as he mentions, his own Christian worldview and so forth. And so that's not something that that would be edifying or good or anything like that. So we definitely want to stand against this and be sure to email or call your local state senator or House member and do it very, very quickly. Do it today if you can. And tell them to oppose HB 575 and SB 1780. That's for Bill, that's for me, other hosts, the station, all these things. And we just need to come together on this, my friends. And I know that we can do it. I know that we can do it. We've seen it happen before. And so it's just time to rally again. And so we'll be telling you more about this as we move through the next few days, of course, and we'll let you know how things are going. But wanted to get that out there this morning. Very, very important. And definitely want to support Bill Bunkley and all that he's doing. All right, folks, stay right there. We've got a lot more to tell you about on the other side of the break. We're going to be talking with Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone, right here on AM 860, The Answer. And then after that, we'll be talking with Brandon Rimes, host of the Consumer QB Show here on AM 860. It's going to be chock full, folks. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back on this Wednesday morning. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Corona Cigar, now open at
20. USA News Update. Nikki Haley has pledged to remain in the 2024 presidential race, affirming her commitment during a campaign event in her home state.
I'm willing to take the cuts, the bruises, and the name calling, because the only way you get to the blessing is by going through the pain.
Despite trailing former President Trump by a significant margin in polls leading up to Saturday's South Carolina primary, she has dismissed calls for her to withdraw from the race. President Biden's brother James will testify before lawmakers as part of the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president on Wednesday. James Biden is set to undergo a deposition with members of the House Oversight Committee. The College Football Playoff Board of Managers has approved a model for the new 12-team playoff, ensuring that the five highest-ranked conference champions will be part of the expanded playoffs this fall. Initially, only Power 5 conference champions were to receive automatic bids. John Schaefer, USA News.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, the Wednesday edition rolls along, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course. We have a lot more to tell you about and talk about on the program this morning. And we've already heard from a lot of great folks this morning via direct message. We also got some great phone calls. Neil in Henderson, Nevada calling in. Eric in Tennessee. We even had Todd in Tampa earlier this morning, folks, on the program. He came in, I think, in hour number two, I think. Todd in Tampa. All right. So speaking of Tampa, we've got Patrick Hyland. He is the host, of course, of the Sports Zone on AM 860 The Answer. And you can hear Patrick on the Sports Zone on Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. Eastern Time to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. And he's also the insurance quarterback, so let's waste no more time. Let's head on over to the telephone line and talk with Patrick Hyland this morning. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you this morning, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. It's Wednesday, and we're rolling along.
There you go. Hump day, man. Everybody make it a great day and, you know, finish out the week strong. That's what I always like to say, and then have a nice weekend and have some fun with sports over the weekend. Interesting thing, the Daytona 500 Monday, Kyle, ended in a funny way, you know, under caution. I've always had a problem with that, and I really felt sorry for the fans because, you know, they had to spend an extra day overnight because Sunday was a rain out. And to finish up that way, I don't think that was fair to the fans. It'd be like, a football game ending without even having overtime, just saying, okay, well, you win because of this or that, or we're going to finish up the game right now. I just don't think that's fair to the fans. I'm seeing too much of that in our sports world, Kyle, to where the fan, a.k.a. the customer, is not getting appreciated like they should. I think they're starting to get a little complacent, franchises and corporations, when it comes to their customers and their fans. And something needs to be worked on that. What's your feelings about that, Kyle?
Well,
you see some of that, or hear some of that? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I think what the fans really want to see is they want to see a photo finish. I mean, they want to see some drama and, you know, some back and forth. It's kind of harkens back to, you know, when there's a Super Bowl, a lot of times it can be a blowout. And if it is, and it's, you know, it's 36-0 or something, you know, you're sitting there going, well, the clock's ticking down, but it's not exciting, you know. But I think you're right. Under caution was an unfortunate eventuality here.
Yeah. So now they also are expanding the college football playoffs now from 4 teams to 12, which I'm happy about. But then, you know, you always have to always look at the pros and cons of anything you ever change, Cal. Now, it's going to be interesting. You know, you have the 15 playing the 12th team. Now, the people on the 12th team, if they don't really feel that they can, go further, are the star players going to play, or are they going to sit out so they don't hurt themselves and ruin their, you know, pro opportunities? So it's something to think about. And then let's suppose they pull off the upset 12-5, then do they come back thinking, well, wait a second, maybe we can win it all. So that's going to be talked about and discussed when this all, you know, transpires. I like the way they started it, though, Kyle. What they're going to do is, you know, if you're with a major conference and you rank higher than the other conferences, okay,
mm-hmm.
a.k.a. SEC, Big 10, Big 12, and AC, automatically you're going to get in if they're the champions of their, you know, conference. But if the champion is ranked below the American Athletic Conference, Conference USA, Mountain West, Sun Belt, and then American Conference, they will qualify at-large participants above them. So then the other ones will drop below them. So I like what they're doing because, hey, if a team's ranked seventh, but, you know, they play in, the Sun Belt, but they're undefeated, and you win your ACC championship, but you're ranked 20th. Well, guess what? You're not going to just get, you know, above those guys. So I like it. I like what you're proposing. What is your thoughts, Kyle?
Well, no, very, very cool indeed. Very cool indeed. And one other thing I wanted to ask you about, too, and that is obviously we're heading for baseball season, but
yes.
I seem to see here that it looks like we've still got a lot of free agents out there who may not yet be attached to a team. How quickly do they have to do that? I mean, because the players are already starting to report, as I understand.
Yeah, I mean, you might have one or two guys, Kyle, that if you're not invited to spring training, you know, chances are it's going to be very difficult unless, you know the GM or the manager and you're staying active and working out and you're just looking for the best place for you to go, as well as the major league team. I think it would be more appropriate for more of a DH, maybe a relief pitcher looking to get with the right organization. He needs mental relief or late relief, depending on their specialty and their other team letting go. Speaking about baseball, it's funny you bring that up. A lot of Boston Red Sox fans out there, and Rafael Devers, the third baseman for the Red Sox, excellent third baseman. If you're a fantasy baseball fan, you know, he'll be in the first round. Chances are, for sure, he won't make it past the second round because third base is a little thin this year in fantasy baseball, Kyle. But the reason I bring him up is, you know, he's telling the front office, hey, we need help, you know, need roster help, speaking about your free agent situation. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, Boston will be looking for some people, I hope, and I hope the Tampa Bay Rays also see if there's anybody out there that can bolster their team. Yeah, there brings up another facet of management and corporation and Major League Baseball looking out for their fans. We talked about it about a month ago, Kyle, in reference to, you know, you have the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Cubs with millions of upon millions of dollars to outlay for star players, which is neat for their fans to witness. But then you have your Oakland A's, your Tampa Bay Rays, your Miami Marlins, who don't have those type of bank accounts, or choose not to. There is some of that, but when you have revenue from the three major cities, that changes the complexion. And my point of that is, that's when there should be a minimum that the major league teams have to pay, so they have to have a couple superstars on their team, and then there should be a maximum, so you can't hog all the superstars. I just think that would make the game a lot better, and I'm always a big proponent of a level playing field, Kyle, and that's just the way I was brought up and raised. You beat me straight up, I'll beat you straight up. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, so, well, it'd make for more interesting games as well.
It would, you know, more interesting games, and it brings people out to the ballpark, too. You know, it's neat to watch a star pitcher. It's neat to watch a star batter. That's just what fans like to see. You need to have a face of a franchise, and it's, you know, when you don't have that, it does take away from the organization. There's no question about it, and I get it. It's a business. And a lot of these guys are just for the money purposes, and it is what it is. I just, you know, getting old school, I just remember when the guys really bought teams because they wanted to have a winning franchise and took pride in it. And that's what I try to do every day, Kyle, is take pride in what I do for people, and that's why I'm very much like this. I try to help them out with their financial and insurance needs and their health care and Medicare needs. And the veterans out there, too, they're a special place in my heart because freedom isn't free. I work with the VA a lot, and a lot of associates with them to help people out and make sure they're getting the best for themselves and getting the best choices and making the best decisions to better themselves. And I am very happy about it, and it's blessed me very well. And anybody listening that needs assistance in that department, get a second set of eyes. Get another opinion. Get somebody who can be of help to you and possibly, you know, lead you in the right direction. And then there's possibility that you're fine. Everything you've done is up to speed and right, but it's always good to get a second opinion to make sure that you are. And that's what I like to do for people. I always say, Kyle, if I can't make a sale, let's make a friend and then move on from there, because that's what life's all about anyway, helping out friends and people. And
for sure.
Just doing a random act of kindness for your fellow man. The gentleman you're going to have on next is a great proponent of that, Brandon Rhymes, and he and I think the same way. Just do the right thing for the right reasons and help out your fellow man. And if I can help out anybody out there, please feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. Easy number, 813-966-1052. I look forward to talking to you Friday, and we'll kind of do a little pre-game for the Saturday and Sunday sports, Kyle. God bless you and have a wonderful Wednesday and everybody else out there.
Hey,
thank you, sir.
Thanks, Patrick. God bless. Yeah, we'll talk to you on Friday. Everybody, that's Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer. You can check him out, too, at theanswertampa.com. And, folks, we are going to come right back with Brandon Rhymes. And, yes, he is a great guy. And, yeah, we're looking forward to talking with him. So thanks again, Patrick. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back on this Wednesday morning. We're not through yet. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is Wednesday. Yes, we are all making it through the week. It's all good. And Friday is right around the corner, everybody. So if you're just waking up, if you're just getting going for the morning, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course. And at this time on Wednesday mornings, we always have a great treat. We love to talk to Brandon Rimes. He is the consumer QB, the consumer quarterback. He also hosts a program right here on AM 860 The Answer, our home station. Called the Consumer Quarterback Show, and you can hear Brandon every Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern Time to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. You can also check him out if you're not in the area. You can check him out and listen on TheAnswerTampa.com as well. So let's head over to the telephone lines and pick up Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Kyle.
All right. Well, it's a happy Wednesday morning, I'll tell you that much. And there's a lot going on out there, I know, in terms of what's happening in the real estate biz, and especially regarding interest rates again. Now with the inflation numbers, maybe they're talking about maybe June. Maybe is when we'll see some kind of change. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm hearing that as well. I interviewed an economist on my show yesterday, and he was you know, kind of talking about what they're looking at, and the target of 2% is what they're looking for. So, yeah, you know, and they're still shuffling bills, looking at spending more money. So it's they're not learning their lesson up there in Washington, D.C., and it's affecting a lot of people. It's affecting a lot of people, and there's, you know, challenges in the commercial market. Like we spoke about before, you know, the commercial market is particularly the one to kind of look at here, but because it's really a lot about the debt service and the way that you can restructure that debt every so often. And when the rates are higher, it doesn't really work out for those other those loans that have been in place for a while.
Well, exactly right. And another thing about these interest rates is when these loans start to reset, and, you know, for whatever reason, they increase. The property owners, whether they own a multifamily apartment building or if they own a big office building in New York City, they got to start dumping money into that property in many cases because it just becomes too high a mark there for the debt service on their mortgage, for example.
Right, yeah, and just, you know, mentioning New York just reminds me of the trial with Donald Trump, and just to how crazy it was. Even Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, you know, the celebrity Shark Tank guy, and he's, you know, coming out and just saying, hey, this is a dangerous precedent to set, you know, because the Trumps did nothing wrong, and it's just unbelievable. Just another, you know, another step of this lawfare that's being waged against the former president and a much better president than the current president. So it's just challenging to really see this, and I never really thought I'd see this in my lifetime.
Well, I agreed. Well, you know what the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, is saying? She's saying, well, you know, business people and investors really don't need to be concerned about this because they're all honest business people. This is only about Trump, and, you know, everybody else in New York need not worry that the same kind of thing could happen to them, basically, you know, just paraphrasing. But, you know, come on, give me a break on that one.
Yeah, which is another lie. It's just another lie, and it's another part of the Democrat machine to sit there and wage war against one man who's done nothing wrong, and, you know, he's done everything right in a sense. Yeah, it's just sad to see, but, you know, the political persecution of Donald Trump is one of the biggest stories in the history of the United States, and it's sad because some people get their information from bad news sources that don't really care about the truth. And unfortunately, that's part of our system. It's kind of baked into our system. But yeah, you know, we can help people in any state. My wife Lindsay and I own a team at Keller Williams Realty, and we're helping buyers get deals accepted. We're helping sellers, you know, maximize the exposure and the profit. We are the number one real estate company in the world, Keller Williams Realty. So, you know, the idea is maximum exposure on the listing side, and of course, negotiation tactics and strategies that work. We're certified negotiation experts. So any state that you're in, you know, I know you're on a national footprint here, Kyle. So whatever state you're listening from, ladies and gentlemen, we can help you with that. And we'd love to and be honored to help you with any of your questions you have around real estate, credit, you know, finance. And then, you know, on the real estate side, of course, we refer if it's out of state for us because we're based in Tampa Bay. We'd be able to refer one of our other fellow Keller Williams top agents throughout the country. So we'd love to serve you guys, and you know, really, we got to support each other this time because there's so much of this going on around the country that, you know, we got to stick together and help each other out.
Well, indeed, and you know, I know that real estate in Florida is obviously a little bit different than what's happening in California, but I'll tell you this though, when it comes to mega mansions. Rod Stewart evidently is now cutting his mega mansion he put on the market by some $6 million. Now it's just on the market for $74 million. But it shows that I guess things are tough all over, you know, but it seems like a pretty good chunk of change.
Wow, yeah, that's interesting. It's really neat to see, you know, some of these higher-end properties, what they're selling for, you know, what people are willing to sell them at. And I think in the news also recently, there's, you know, more and more companies, trying to remember which company it was, moving to Texas. You know, there are more and more companies moving to Tennessee and Florida and just getting out of those badly run states for higher ground, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, right, from Shark Tank, and he said he thought that New York and California, both loser states in his estimation, he said he would never invest. So in either of those states, I'm sure there are others, but he was talking about going to places like Oklahoma and North Dakota and so forth. They're just, you know, were places where he says they're willing to talk with us, to give us, you know, good reasons to come to their state, and he called them winner states.
Yeah, exactly, and there's loser cities, too. I mean, look at this, the mayor of Chicago. You know, I heard this one on another podcast where they are removing they have a system that detects gunshots. It's shot system. It's a smart technology that, you know, can detect where a gunshot comes from because Chicago has so many murders, and many of the homicides go uninvestigated or solved. He says it's racist. He throws a racist word out saying that it's racist, that you have this technology to kind of hone in on where the gunshots come from. So it's just ridiculous all the way around, man.
It truly is. And we sit back and we watch it and we think, how is it possible that they came to that conclusion on that? You know, unfortunately, it seems like it becomes more pervasive.
Yeah, exactly. And then they cover each other up, and then the, you know, the news will tout it and spin it a different way. I see it here in Tampa Bay, like whenever they had a, one of our local news stations, whenever it was talking about the $355 million, judgment, you know, they put up on the screen the tweet. So they had a tweet from Hillary Clinton, irrelevant, who cares? They had a tweet from Mike Pence, Rhino, who cares, irrelevant, and it was one more of the like. So they're putting up people that are, you know, irrelevant and only from one perspective.
Well, exactly right. And even back to the real estate question, let's say Donald Trump wanted to sell a property in New York. I can't imagine he'd get anywhere near what it would really be worth because there's a lot of uncertainty, and then the buyer would see him as having his back up against the wall.
Right, yeah, exactly. Even for loans, too, like with what we were talking about earlier, with refinancing loans and restructuring debt, yeah, there would be definitely a bias against him, and that's their plan. That's their plan. They're trying to bankrupt him, put him in jail, anything they can do to weaken him so that way they can substitute Biden out, put Michelle Obama in, and that's their game plan. We all see it. We see it happening. I just hope people aren't dumb enough to fall for it.
Well, Brandon, it's great to talk with you this morning, as always. How do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, reach me at 813-917-1894. Call or text 813-917-1894. And my website is consumerqb.com, like quarterback, consumerqb.com. And it's the Consumer Quarterback Show, Keller Williams Realty. And we appreciate you, Kyle.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you guys. And everybody tune in 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time right here on AM 860 for the Consumer Quarterback Show. Brandon Rimes, we're going to talk to you again next week. Have a great week and weekend as well.
Likewise. Thanks, Kyle. Take care, man.
You too. Take care, Brandon. All right, everybody. Can't believe it. We're coming to the end of the program this morning. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for your messages. Everybody out there, have a great day. Take care out there. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.